Today, as we celebrate this feast of our Blessed Lady's Divine Maternity, we recognize that on one hand, we're celebrating once again the Incarnation, the fact that the Son of God became the Son of Man. And as astounding as it is to think about the fact that God would humble himself to take on our human nature, today we look at it from the opposite side. What an astounding reality that God would raise up a human person to be his mother. To understand that the human nature that he took to himself, he received from his mother. In other words, if he wanted to, he could have just simply said, all right, I will make a human nature for myself. And even if I'm going to be in the womb of a woman, I will just make this for myself. I'll plop myself into her womb and that'll be that. He didn't do that. He received his nature from his mother. So again, think about the elevated status that this woman has. That she would be so holy, that her love would be so perfect, that when she gave herself to God as a gift, and God gave himself to her as a gift, that gift that she gave and that he received was so perfect that he would be able to receive a human nature as that gift. A human nature that was so pristine because, of course, not having original sin, nothing within Our Lady was touched by sin. So a human nature so pristine that the Son of God could take that nature to himself. So he didn't just simply create a nature to take to himself. Our Lady cooperated. Yes, the fact that she is without original sin is a singular grace from God. She did nothing to be conceived without original sin. At the same time, there were extraordinary graces that were given to our Blessed Lady so that she did not sin. But she still had to cooperate with those graces. And when the angel came to her to invite her to be the mother of God, she still had to say yes. This wasn't something that was forced upon her. It was an invitation that was made. It was an invitation of pure charity and of absolute humility on God's part. And the only proper response would be a response of pure charity and absolute humility. And that is exactly what our Blessed Lady did. So it is indeed a marvelous thing. In fact, it is an absolute mystery, one which we will never understand for the rest of eternity, that God would be incarnate in the womb of our Blessed Lady. And yet it is also a mystery which we will probably never comprehend, the love of our Blessed Lady for God. She loved him and loves him so perfectly that he could become one of us in her womb, so that the child to whom she gave birth is God. He is God who received in her womb a human nature. But he is God from all eternity. So he is not a human person. He is a divine person. and the divine person, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, received a human nature from his mother, so that when she gave birth, the person to whom she gave birth is God. God, who had taken a human nature to himself so that he could be born in human form. That means that he had a human body, which he received from his mother. He had human blood, just like ours. He had a human soul, which he created for himself. But he was not a human person. A person can only be one person. Because he is a divine person from all eternity, and as a divine person, he cannot change. It is the divine person who entered into our Blessed Lady's womb. So again, we can all meditate for the rest of eternity on the humility of our Blessed Lord and on the immense charity, the infinite charity of our Blessed Lord in what it is that he did for us and continues to do for us through his human nature. But at the same time, we must also meditate upon the love of his mother. That there was one person in all of the billions of human persons who have ever lived, there is one whose love was so perfect, whose humility was so profound, that when she gave herself entirely to God, and he received that gift of self to himself, that he could become one of us in her womb, we would not be saved. We would not be redeemed. We would not have an opportunity to go to heaven if it were not for that wonderful woman who was willing to give herself 100% to God. And in return for her 100% gift to God, she received God 100% into herself and gave birth to him so that our sins could be forgiven, so that our souls could be saved.